Welcome to Lake Effect from Milwaukee Public Radio. I'm Bonnie North. Thanks for joining us this morning. The world is marking the 95th birthday of former South African President Nelson Mandela, even as Mandela himself remains hospitalized with a lung infection. The iconic leader survived 27 years in prison during the apartheid era and went on to become a powerful symbol of a changing continent. Even as Mandela nears the end of his life, his influence extends around the world. In Milwaukee, people are marking International Nelson Mandela Day with a celebration this afternoon at Milwaukee Public Library's Centennial Hall. The event is organized in part by Milwaukee Alderman Joe Davis Jr., the South African Honorary Consul for Wisconsin. Davis and his wife Magugu Davis, who is a native of South Africa, joined Lake Effect's Mitch Tyke in the studio and talked about the relevance of Mandela to people around the world.
Well, I can tell you, during the 60s and the 70s, as we were going through a civil rights movement here, the Republic of South Africa truly at that time was going through a liberation movement. And at the pinnacle of that liberation movement was a man who had a clan name of Madiba, Nelson Mandela, who truly understood that social issues within his country were wrong. It was the structure of the apartheid government, and he just wanted to make sure that the people were able to enjoy freedom at their leisure. And unfortunately, as the United States were going through difficult times, so was the Republic of South Africa.
There is a whole generation of young people today who were born not only after Nelson Mandela was released from prison, but since he left office as South African president. How do you explain Nelson Mandela's role to people who don't necessarily have any firsthand memories of him?
It's a matter of introducing him as the father and of the father of our nation in South Africa. That is why his other name that he's known by is Dada, which is father in Xhosa. And young people appreciate to understand that, oh, we have somebody like that who is a leader in our country, and they want to understand even more what role did he play. So it's incumbent on the parents to educate the young people of the role on the role of Madiba.
Do you feel like when you talk to people in Milwaukee, in this country, they have really a sense for what Nelson Mandela means to South Africa? I mean, is there an equivalent in this country of what Nelson Mandela has meant and continues to mean?
I think with the recent election with President Obama, it's a very good relationship, and that is hope. President Mandela stood for hope during that time in 1994 through a transition that some thought that South Africa would actually fall apart. And just one man with one vision changed the world and changed the Republic of South Africa by reconciling the differences and playing a role that people truly understood that this country had so much potential to be great. And as you can see with Magugu, it's a very important step from learning the history that has influenced us throughout the world.
And you asked if there's somebody like that in the United States that is looked as if as in the same category as Madiba, Mandela. Yes, in fact, even at our schools in South Africa, at university level, people are taught about Martin Luther King Jr., Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. They are taught about the history in the U.S., Lincoln, the president. And also students that study internationally, they learn about Mandela. So they are, all these leaders are put at the same scale.
There were obviously many, many people who went to prison in the same era that that Mandela did. What is it about the man himself that set him apart from everyone else? What makes him such not even such an important but such a distinctive personality that he was able to do what he did?
We learned about Mandela from a very, very early age. I would say in the 80s, I was probably around 10, 11 years old. And we were curious to understand who this Mandela is. And it was made, we were made to understand that he was one of the leaders, the people that wanted us to be free. And he became the brand. And I think that was done purposely because we, as the country, we needed that brand. And everybody garnered behind Mandela. Even those who were together in prison with him, they realized how important it is to have that brand of that person and that voice. And we were even fortunate that he has this way of talking, which is a little bit different, that really made him unique. And he was accepted from that perspective.
You know, it's as a American citizen, I've been very fortunate to travel to South Africa numerous times, and there's key points that really make me understand how important this man is and will continue to be. The Rivonia trial that was conducted in Johannesburg, we had the fortunate opportunity and honor to visit Lily's Leaf, which is the farm that during President Mandela's time, he in exile, that he actually snuck back into the country of South Africa, along with folks like Walter Sisulu and other folks who were really trying to make sure they understood the oppressive methods of the apartheid government. And so there's landmarks such as a place in Howick, right outside of Pietermaritzburg, where you see where President Mandela was actually taken into custody. And so there is a vast amount of history that one could actually research and really understand that there is a time frame in this world's history that one man generally rise and influences everybody from generations to generations. And we're just fortunate enough to be living in that era.
Do you remember the day when Nelson Mandela was released from prison?
It was February 1990.
And, I mean, what do you remember about that news that day?
We were glued on our televisions because we wanted to see this man that had been in prison for such a long time, because the last pictures that we had were of him when he was still a very young man. So we were excited. It was a day of great jubilation. And when we heard him speak and the words that he spoke, which were so uniting to all of us, made us to come out of our silos and realize that we are one nation that needs to go to one direction as a united South Africa.
It has really, in the context of history, not been that long since he was released from prison, since he was elected president, and since he left the presidency. And at the same time, the difference that South Africa represents today versus those days seems immense. Is it sometimes hard to reconcile the South Africa that was before Mandela became president with what the country is today?
For me, it is a huge achievement for the country. And I understand why we have had such great strides. We've had a lot of support from countries, especially like the United States. Behind closed doors, there were talks that were taking place with different leaders in the United States. And those talks, those ideas made South Africa to move ahead about, say, maybe 300 years ahead. Although the situation of poverty and education level and things like that are still a little bit behind, but the government is so forward-thinking, and it's due to the interaction that was there with, maybe I'm being biased to the United States, but I look at the U.S. Constitution. It's government for the people, by the people. And that is what we started from in South Africa in 1994, and we said from there we're going to go forward. And whatever mistakes that the U.S. may have made, we're not going to make them. So we are sort of at an advantage when it comes to our system of government.
And it's a very young democracy. I mean, 19 years young. And giving the social constraints or the social ills that are the apartheid government actually put on the people, there's a mass amount of human capital that were not utilized that now has to be brought into the economy. But one thing that South Africa, and I feel very proud representing the country as the honorary consul to the Republic for the state of Wisconsin, is that the Republic of South Africa has never experienced a military coup. It has never experienced an unsettled government. And I would say that I'm proud of the African country who has always seen transition in power peacefully. And those are the type of lessons that we can learn, that a person like Nelson Mandela set the template. When he showed up at the Springboks game, wearing a Springboks jersey in a rugby tournament, and the white South Africans saw that they can be governed by a unbiased African black man, it made the world rejoice that no matter how cynical we may think, there's still hope in this world. And I think we learn a lot of lessons. I know I've learned a lot of lessons from the South African people and the South African leadership. And so those principles are worldwide, and we're just proud to be able to come on and talk about such a man who has graced this earth.
Well, and before I forget, tell us how you're marking his birthday.
At 12 o'clock today, what we will have is a celebration on Nelson Mandela's birthday. It will be kicked off with the singing and the playing of the United States National Anthem along with the South African National Anthem. We will start in the word of prayer because we all know that President Mandela is very ill. He is critical, but he is in stable condition, and we ask everyone to continue to pray for Madiba. And then after that, we will actually hear word from Mayor Tom Barrett. Mayor Tom Barrett during that time, as you know, was a U.S. congressman, and he has a lot of thoughts on just the question that you asked. What were you doing when Nelson Mandela was released? And it's interesting to hear his remarks. Then Johannes Brits from the University of Wisconsin-Milwaukee, who is a South African. He is the provost of the university and also the dean of student academic affairs. We'll really talk about his life as a South African. And then Tony Courtney, which is an activist here in the city of Milwaukee, will make some remarks. And then we will see an outstanding movie of Nelson Mandela's biography. It is not the movie that Morgan Freeman played in. It is actually the biography where Madiba will actually chronologically explain the whole liberation movement through the ANC and his thoughts on when he was taken into custody, the time that he spent on Robben Island and when he was released, and his thought process on bringing the country together. This woman sitting next to me is all that is good about South Africa. And every day I have the privilege of hearing how it affected her and those who are in this particular circle. And then finally, we'll celebrate with a little birthday cake, sing, and happy birthday to Madiba on his 95th birthday.
Well, Alderman Joe Davis, Magugu Davis, thank you so much for sharing really your thoughts and how significant Nelson Mandela's life has been to both of you.
Appreciate it, Mitch.
Thank you so much, Mitch.
Joe Davis Jr. is a Milwaukee alderman and South Africa honorary consul for Wisconsin. Magugu Davis is a native of South Africa. We've had her on the show in the past in her public relations role with Milwaukee's Pan-African Community Association. The event honoring Nelson Mandela's 95th birthday begins at noon at the Milwaukee Public Library's Centennial Hall. Coming up next, a member of the world-famous Ladysmith Black Mambazo recalls singing for Mandela at two significant moments of his life. We'll hear about that next on Lake Effect from Milwaukee Public Radio.